this show, of course, is about aiming the fire hose much lower than where we as conservatives are now aiming it. Right now, we're aiming the fire hose at the top of the fire. Suppose you are a firefighter and part of a team called to the scene of a blaze. You read the fire, you strategize, and you begin retarding the fire using water. Fortunately, the situation allows for your retardant, water, to be aimed at the base of the fire. The good news is that the water facilitates fire extinguishment. Now, suppose you are a congressman and you're called to the scene of a fire. But this is a different type of fire. This is a political crisis. Now you read the situation, and then you begin reacting to the crisis, and eventually you successfully handle the crisis. However, the crisis keeps returning, and your resources and patience in dealing with a particular reoccurring crisis dwindle. And hopefully you're left wondering about your strategy. Instead of playing whack-a-mole, when one extinguishes a fire, its fuel must be eliminated. And this applies to political crises too. The Jesus of the Bible, that is treating the disease of sin and not the symptoms, hey, he applies to civil government too. My genuine and hopefully loving and respectful critique of conservatives is that for decades we've been showing up at fires, but we never focus on the fire's base. Conservatives refuse to deal with the disease but are distracted by the symptoms. And in the U.S., the civil government school system is what fuels political humanism, political liberalism. And therefore, conservatives are wise to aim the fire hose lower at the base of the fire. The conservatives' own tax dollars are used to advance liberalism, exactly what the conservative is trying to oppose on the political level. The bottom line is if conservatives want conservative policies that reflect biblical principles, because conservatism is a function of Christianity, conservatives must deal with the civil government school system, which is what's producing humanist policies. I'm Kevin R. Novak, deconstructingthecoliseum.com.